May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today we observe the third Sunday of Advent, filling us with a sense that the time is getting short. We are eagerly looking forward. Soon our joy will be complete in the celebration of our Saviour's birth. But we are still waiting. Advent is the season of waiting and hoping and wishing for some assurance that God does indeed love us and that all shall be well. For many of us, this assurance may feel particularly relevant at the moment, this year having seen many changes in our political lives, with Brexit and the results of the recent election in the United States, leading us into what feels to be the unknown. Our Gospel reading reminds us that Advent is also a season of impatience, of frustration, of darkness, and of doubt. We live in London, and our church here on Eaton Square is in the very heart of one of the busiest parishes in our diocese. We find ourselves here today in one of the most impatient seasons, in one of the most impatient cities in the world. As some of you may know, as your pastoral assistant, I am exploring my vocation. I have been within the discernment process now for around 18 months or so, giving myself the time to fully discover what it is God is calling me to. And one of my roles within my post as your pastoral assistant is to preach at our primary school, to share the gospel and to inspire our children to know and love God. For my sermon last week, I preached to the children on the meaning of being ready for Christmas. Not only by having done our tasks, like sending our cards, wrapping our gifts, or preparing the veg for our Christmas Day feast, but by taking the time to prepare ourselves, to be ready to receive the gift of Christ at Christmas. Are you ready for Christmas? This is one of the most asked questions at this time of year. And I hope that you will all take this question to heart. Are you ready for Christmas? Christmas, the yearly celebration of God coming to earth in human form. Christmas, the birth of our Lord and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Are you ready for Christmas? By being here today, we are giving ourselves the most precious gift of time. Time invested here this morning to prepare ourselves for the gift of Christ. But we can't be still for too long. We must get back to our ever-demanding schedules. Will everything come together the way we hope for Christmas? Have we thought of everyone? Will our gifts be appropriate and adequate? And appreciated? Are we doing enough for those for whom this will not be a happy time of celebration? The poor, the grieving, and the discouraged. Always in the back of our mind is that dull fear that we may have forgotten something, that Christmas may not unfold the way we anticipate. This morning, John the Baptist makes his second scheduled appearance of the Advent season. But this time, John comes to us from a prison cell, expressing none of the bravado and the outrage we experienced last week when we saw him as a fearless messianic herald, drawing crowds in the wilderness and rebuking the hypocrisy of the religious establishment. In the 11th chapter of Matthew, John is no longer found as wild-eyed, assertive, and confident, but rather confused, discouraged, and downheartened. Doubt has replaced his certainty. Darkness has entered John's faith, and no longer free to wander unfettered through the wilderness, John is now a caged creature, the darkness surrounding him in his isolation. From the gloom of his prison cell, we hear John's inquiry of Jesus. Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? We find John, Jesus' own cousin, the very man who confirmed Jesus, who baptized him, and who spent his entire life preparing the way for him, now frustrated and full of doubt. I have never been in prison, but I have been awarded the role of OPV, an official prison visitor, a position I have found extremely rewarding and challenging. I would visit women in a female prison in the countryside, and my experience on the whole was a good one. But I can say that once you go behind the locked gates, there is a certain oppression that is visceral. Prisoners experience a form of blindness, as their vision is limited to the size of their cell. Generally, they know only what they are told, and gossip runs riot. Such was John's situation after King Herod imprisoned him. But, despite his incarceration, John did receive some news about Jesus, enough to make him question if it was all worth it, enough to make him wonder if he had, in fact, supported the right man. Was Jesus truly the one who would come after John, whom he had so passionately and boldly proclaimed was more powerful than he? Was Jesus the one? Or should John and all of Israel look for another? I find the question John asked to be at the very heart of a lot of unrest and disconnection in our world today. I think many people, and even Christians ourselves at times, share John's pondering. Is Jesus the one? Or should we look for another? Is it all worth it? It was in Advent that I had one of my most profound conversations with an inmate. She was still a young woman, but the few years she had existed on this earth had been filled with darkness. Addiction had not only taken her childhood away from her, but it had also taken the child she had had away from her too. After sharing her story with me, her face lightened, as she then went on to tell me about the good news she had received earlier that very day. Addiction having controlled her life so far, she had been offered a place in a rehabilitation centre, a placing which would start only 5 days after her release in a few days' time. But 5 days with no home, no family and no friends she could turn to had the opportunity to feel like a lifetime. But the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Despite her challenging past and the challenges to come, this inspired young woman told me how through her doubts and through her frustration, there was hope. In her own words, there was a seed of faith. Faith not only in her own ability to change her life, but in the transformative love that God has for us all, even her. Advent, like my experience discerning my vacation, is filled with impatience, frustration, and doubt. Is it all worth it? Should I really step forward? Does God really want me to be his vicar? I know that it's all right to feel frustrated, and that God understands my frustrations and my doubt. Certainty is the enemy of true faith. Our faith is fed by the transformative love that God gives us through the darkness of existence. Even Jesus' own cousin doubted if it was all worth it. Was Jesus really the one for whom we have all waited for so long? Advent is the season of waiting and of hoping and wishing for some assurance that God does indeed love us and that all shall be well. But the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. My prayer for us all this week is that we allow ourselves to admit our frailty, that we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, to be truly open to God and the transformative work His love for us engenders in all of our lives.